So this morning has been spent trying to schedule a COVID-19 vaccination for my 72-year-old mother who has COPD. I don't know about you, but when I see people that are getting the COVID-19 vaccine that aren't forward-facing employees, they're not first responders, they're not even healthcare providers, they're not even, you know, the caretakers for high-risk people getting this vaccine, it pisses me off. I have no intention of getting this vaccine until A, it hits my age group, I'm 52, and until my parents are vaccinated with this. I appreciate teachers getting it, especially because they're out there. I appreciate healthcare providers getting it. They're out there. Firemen, police officers, you're out there. I mean, grocery store workers too. People in restaurants, they should be getting it too. But, you know, I just heard Joe Biden got like 200 million doses of stuff. And yet I live in a country where I can't find a COVID vaccine for this phase one rollout for my mother because she's over 65, she's high risk, and all these other people are getting this vaccine. I've called the Department of Health, I've called pharmacies, I've called medical offices, I've called everywhere I can think of. I've researched online every time I found a waiting list, and I've been routed to it. The waiting list has been closed. What the fuck do we need to do to get a COVID vaccine in the state of Georgia for people over 65 right now? If anybody can tell me, I'd love to know, because it's not happening right now. My mom's been in her house for 11 months. She hasn't left her house except for surgery that she had on her foot. Her life is going to the grocery store and sitting at home watching a whole mess of Netflix and stuff on TV and Facebooking to see what everybody else is doing. And my stepmom, it's the same thing with her. She has diabetes and she's also high risk. And these women who are bold and lively and passionate, women who just retired, can't go anywhere, can't do anything. They used to love to throw parties, dinners. They're stuck at home. They live an hour and 45 minutes from me. I can't even go see them. And what's even worse is I can't even find this vaccine for them. They can't find it. I can't find it. And anybody who can find it and who has had it and has given me information, you know, I do appreciate it, but I've been hit every wall I can think of. Every time I'm sitting there and the phone continues to ring, and when I do get through and the mailbox is full, or again, the waiting list is closed. What does that say about our government? Before it was masks and gloves and paper gowns, and then it was testing and nasal swabs and being able to spit into a petri dish or have your throat swabbed, and now it's vaccines? All these companies that made this vaccine, well, where is this fucking vaccine? Come on. I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of the COVID, and I'm tired of not being able to live my life, but even more important, I'm tired of watching my parents wilt in the golden age of their lives because of this disease. I don't want to lose them to this. I have friends that have lost their parents to COVID. To COVID. Died alone in a hospital. Not even surrounded by them. I don't want that for my family. I don't want that for my parents. I don't want that for my in-laws. I don't want that. Joe Biden, Brian Kemp, whoever, if you're listening, we need help. We need this vaccine if we're going to get back to living some kind of normal life. And we need this now. We don't need this yesterday. We need it right now. And we don't need it prioritized, especially if, you know, 200 million doses are coming our way. Well, God, there's like 156 million people in the United States. What's 200 million doses going to do? Well, it'll get everybody their first shot, but I can't get my mom that. It's frustrating. I'm trying to remain positive. I'm trying to continue my search on the daily, but it sucks. I don't mean to sound ungrateful. I'm just frustrated, but this has got to change. This system has to be fixed as soon as possible because people are going to die. They're going to continue to die. All because our health departments aren't getting these vaccines. Or, I mean, what is Publix going to do? They run out of milk in a snowstorm. You think they're going to be able to distribute a vaccine? That's insane. Well, I guess I'll continue to see what I can find. And, you know, if I do find anything, I will put it out there to everybody. But, you know, I'm hoping for thoughts and prayers and some luck. Another day in COVID paradise, right?